This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So glad to have you today. We got a lot to talk about. I'm really, really disappointed in what I've seen on social media where people are like, woohoo, Donald Trump is COVID, woohoo, and they're celebrating. And, you know, people, come on. Whether Biden, Obama, George Bush, Pelosi, if anybody gets, you know, infected with something or gets sick, remember we're people first, okay? Don't let politics, you know, turn you into animals. But am I the only one that thinks this whole thing is awfully suspicious? I mean, look at how all the headlines are about, you know, COVID. All the headlines about Trump having COVID, and now there's been a COVID cover-up, and couldn't have come at a better time for the Trump administration after the debate debacle. So, I'm watching everybody just kind of tear this story to pieces and, you know, dissect it and all that, and I'm kind of thinking that there's some upsides to this and some downsides to this. Okay, so, downside. All right, COVID is a virus, and it is a deadly virus. Donald Trump is 74 years old. He's technically in the obese category with his BMI. I think his BMI was 30 or 31. I think he also has some mildly high cholesterol, so he is in a high-risk group. All right, if he does get, although we're hearing, at first he had no symptoms, and then now he said he has had fatigue. He had fatigue when he was on Air Force One. But then again, if you were 74 years old with a debate like that, remember, you had to debate both Chris Matthews and Joe Biden. And then you're running around doing everything you're doing in Minnesota and whatever. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody was a little pooped. So, but technically he has a symptom of COVID. Okay? And I'll tell you what the isolation and quarantine guidelines are with that. But being 74, having some symptoms of COVID, having positive COVID tests, does make people nervous. God forbid anything happens to President Trump, Vice President Pence would take over. If anything happens to Vice President Pence, God forbid, Nancy Pelosi takes over. God forbid. So, you know, there's obviously downsides, right? And nobody should be celebrating somebody getting a virus that could be deadly. Now, what are the upsides? Wow, there's a lot. For the Trump campaign, this is huge. Which is why I almost wonder if this was planned. Okay? Like I said originally, it already changed the narrative. No one's talking about change the conversation. Nobody's talking about the debate. Thank God, I'm sick of the debate. All right? The Proud Boys and who the Proud Boys stand for and all the other stuff and Kayleigh McEnany having to say he denounces white supremacy. The white supremacy conversation on the back burner. Now everybody's talking about him having COVID. Number two is Donald Trump having COVID, being COVID positive, and his wife Melania, who's 50, and they still working, still doing their TV releases, which is TV shots, which I believe Donald Trump is going to be doing another press conference, but he's going to be doing it, I think, remotely. Kind of helps those on the COVID side that are like, look, this isn't, you know, like Ebola, okay? You know, and it's not like flu, you know? Some people can technically have COVID and they're just fine. If that's the narrative the White House administration wanted to push, you have Donald Trump with a positive COVID test, I wouldn't be surprised if people want to see proof, you know? And he's like, look, guys, I'm fine. I'm still able to do my job for the White House. Starts to kind of help support their push to get the economy back opening and for us not to always be in hysteria about the virus. Another positive with this is, let's say, God forbid, the president does get more sick, let's say, and he feels the symptoms. And what I've noticed online is when somebody does get COVID and they get the body aches and they feel like crap and they feel flu-like and they're down for the count for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever, their attitude towards COVID changes. And their attitude is like, okay, you know what? Nobody who hasn't had COVID shouldn't, you know, comment on the severity until you've had it. So if Donald Trump is positive for COVID, which, again, I'm believing, but I'm just wondering, this was just perfect timing for him, perfect timing. If he really is positive for COVID and he does start to come down with the symptoms, then when our president does speak on COVID or discuss the vaccine or discuss our approach to it, at least we know he's had some experience with it. And that might help. Now, again, if he breezes through it, that's going to help one, you know, one platform, if not the other. So, looks like my Facebook Live knocked out. Hold on a second. So let me get back on this. All right. Sorry about that, guys. I'd say it's heck. So, I mean, when it comes to anybody, shall we say, you know, being sick or having a virus or whatever, you know, I hope that the country kind of calms down a little bit. People are excited that he's now going to be in quarantine. Okay, quarantine and isolation are a little different. Okay, if you were exposed to somebody, we quarantine you. You and the whole family could be quarantined together. If there's an exposure and everybody's been at work and everybody, we'll quarantine them off. We'll move them off to the side. We'll quarantine them. Isolation is when you're actually positive. And isolation is when you actually have the disease and we need to treat you. So Hope Hicks is one of his top aides who came down with it first and possibly had it while they were all on Air Force One. She's been isolated. Originally, Trump was going to be quarantined, and then you saw the term switch to isolate. It was to isolate once he and Melania were found to be positive. And then now they're saying, you know, he's had some fatigue. So isolation and quarantine are terms that are used interchangeably, but there is a difference. Isolation is where if you're sick, we're isolating you specifically and by yourself. Quarantine is more, you know what, we're getting you away. We're still isolating you, but we're watching to see if you become positive. Isolation, we're already watching for symptoms. So people are asking, what could Trump do? Can he start taking medication? Well, he's not going to be given hydroxychloroquine, I can tell you that. My guess is they're going to make sure his vitamin D is up. They're going to make sure his vitamin C is up. They're going to make sure his zinc is up. They might have him on an acid suppressor of famotidine. Famotidine has shown some great contributions to this, especially, which I think it helps kind of prevent the clots. But looks like we came up on break. So don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about this more. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hey guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, boy, you know, for COVID winding down and it being less lethal and, you know, people trying to get back to school and get back to work and, you know, supposedly, hopefully reopen the country. We sure are hearing a lot of headlines now with COVID. I mean, if you looked at the headlines, you would almost think COVID is even more ubiquitous now just because the president has it and it's shutting down the NFL. And okay, well, it's not shutting down the NFL, but we'll tell you what's going on with the NFL. So the Titans are supposed to be playing the Steelers. We're in week four, okay? And apparently, I think it was 9 players on the Titans. I need to double check because I don't know if that number changed. But when there were positive cases of people, of players on the Titans, it was not only, I think one player was, had flu-like symptoms, and that's what prompted that testing, even though they're supposed to be routinely tested all the time. Some personnel were also positive. They decided, you know what, you're not playing this week. All right, so the Titans, you know, frustrated, but okay. But they were playing the Steelers. Steelers were ready. Big Ben was good to go. I mean, they were ready to kick some Titan butt. And now the Steelers are like, well, what? So what do we do? So there's been some talk of making this their bye week, changing their bye week. I think Steelers might have had their bye week week 8. I don't remember. I don't have that memorized. But I think they were supposed to be week 8 with their bye week. So they're like, all right, fine, week 4. Both you guys will be in your bye week week 4, and we'll just move on. Now, the other teams who were deciding on when their bye week was or when their vacation was going to be or whatever, so everything gets kind of over, you know, everything gets overblown. So from what I'm understanding, the NFL is going to publicly say, we got this, we're doing what we're supposed to do, we're on it, but, you know, it's a mess. It's a mess. Once you start canceling one game, it just messes that whole week up, and then subsequent weeks if you have to shift around or postpone games. And each of these games are important. And then if you have fantasy football, don't even ask. That just messes that all up. But I just find it odd that we're in week 4 of football, let's say, or a month before the election, and we've had COVID this whole time. We've had higher cases. And it's been pretty contagious still. It's maybe more contagious now, but it's still been a pretty sturdy, contagious virus this whole time. And all of a sudden now, in week 4, we're postponing a game. And start, I mean, I just find it really, really hard to believe that everybody's been COVID negative this whole time. And again, I know people in the NFL are like, shut up, keep it down. I mean, I something happened. This is what I want to know. When I saw the players playing, same thing with hockey. Hockey went back, they were playing. I love you, Golden Knights. You guys rock. And congratulations on Tampa Bay Lightnings. Is it the Tampa Bay Lightnings, right? Is that how you, yeah. I don't watch a lot of hockey, but I watch when the Golden Knights are playing. So they're playing, and they obviously don't have their masks, and they're kind of sitting next to each other, and no, so COVID-free. Week 1 of football went by, week 2 of football went by, week 3 of football went by. There were tackles, there were sacks, there were picks, there were touchdown celebrations, and no masks. No COVID. All of a sudden now, everybody's being pretty transparent about COVID positivity. Now, why? Is it because we can't cover it up anymore? Is it that, you know, the powers that be were like, look, let's just move on. Okay, we finally got football back. Okay, we finally back on the ice with hockey. Let's just move on. Let's, you know, keep going. Or is it now that, you know, maybe it's to somebody's advantage? Now, maybe people have been positive. I mean, we know that there were some positive cases with the White House. But with Hope Hicks being positive and then Donald Trump being positive, you know, there's some advantages there as long as he doesn't get very sick. Now, some of you have been asking me, well, he's having fatigue. So what does that mean? Does that mean he's going to have really, really bad COVID illness? It's a little tricky. It all depends on really what this fatigue is. And again, keep in mind, the White House is shrewd. When they give us a headline, they're not giving us up-to-date texts like, you know, I would with my mother. Got my period today. Or, yeah, I was constipated. Trust me, when they shoot out a headline, there's a lot of thought behind it. So this fatigue thing, to me, is when you are in isolation with the CDC, when the CDC says, if you've been exposed to COVID, you need to be in a 14-day quarantine. Why 14 days? Because COVID could take at least 2 weeks to rear its ugly head. I'm actually believing it could take longer, but right now we've been just working with the premise that if you've been exposed to a positive COVID patient, you're home for 14 days. If you have a symptom of COVID, that narrows to 10. So many people that have called on telemedicine are like, okay, wait a second, whoa, whoa. So if I'm symptom-free, I'm stuck home for 14 days. But if I technically have symptoms, and I'm coughing and I'm fever, I get to go back earlier? Yep. Yep. The reason why that is in play with the CDC is your 14 days is, well, we need to see when your symptoms come up. We're assuming you're going to get a COVID symptom. So if somebody says they already have a COVID symptom, well, there's no sense waiting through the incubation period because you're already symptomatic. So as soon as I heard that Donald Trump was COVID positive and was going to be going into isolation, remember, before you're COVID positive, you're quarantined. Once you're COVID positive, now you technically are in isolation. When I heard that, I'm like, ooh, they better come up with a symptom so he could get out 4 days early. And there we go. He's fatigued. So they're going to change this to he has COVID. Not just COVID positive, but he had COVID. This way, we just shaved 4 days off. Remember, Donald Trump has political rallies, has to fundraise. Joe Biden apparently made buku bucks after the debate. I think he smashed records, they said. What was it, $360 million? I don't know how much money Joe Biden got. Which, by the way, is another thing, people. Gosh, honestly, if you have millions of dollars to spend to give Trump or Biden, really rather you give it to, you know, these cities with kids that, you know, don't have Wi-Fi for school or, you know, need cancer medications. It just blows my mind that that kind of money is going for a political campaign. It just kills me. But you know what? I'm not here to judge. So, Donald Trump has to get back out there on the campaign trail. There's an election coming up. So he's got to narrow that 14-day down to 10. We're under the premise now that he's tired. Now maybe, God forbid, I don't want Biden getting this, I don't want Trump getting this, I don't want anybody getting this. Maybe he really is, you know, COVID positive and he is starting to come down with COVID. The fatigue does set in first. Unlike the flu, fever might take a day or two to come on. COVID doesn't necessarily hit you like a ton of bricks like flu does. It could. Back East, the back East strain that we saw during the spring was a little bit more vicious, violent, and quick. But compared to flu, COVID is still a little slower. So I wouldn't be surprised if he goes, yeah, I have a mild fever, a little bit of body aches, a little bit of cough, a little bit of... But see, here's the thing. Again, they need to play us. All right, this is all about... We're all being played. By the Democrats, the Republicans, Independents, everybody. Green Party. He needs to get back out there to, campaign. So if somebody's a little tired, and they're like, you know, I was just a little tired, that was it, I feel good, I felt good. Like, remember Tom Hanks? Tom Hanks, when they got out of isolation, I think everybody wanted to hug him. Oh, Tom, hi, how you doing? But you say you had a fever. You say you had a cough. People want to be away from you longer. So even if Donald Trump does have a fever or cough, I'm not really expecting that we're going to hear about that. And from what I understand, he's going to be doing the TV spot soon to, I guess, still talk and campaign. And so it'll be really, really interesting to see how a 74-year-old male has COVID and our president, you know. You know, nonetheless, it's crazy stuff, and I wish everybody well. I hope anybody who has COVID gets better, unlike what I'm seeing online. But same thing with football. This is really interesting that you see the domino effect of the Titans not being able to play. It could be just one player. Somebody said somebody went to a party. I haven't been able to confirm that. The Dr. Dahlia Show news team is, again, not here. I don't know where the Dr. Dahlia Show news team is. Who knows? Maybe they're playing, you know, they have COVID. Well, fine, whatever. But I don't have my Dr. Dahlia Show news team here, obviously. But, you know, if the Titans of all the football teams and everybody in the league had, you know, some positive cases, my guess is there's positive cases elsewhere. And I just wonder if now people are going to be more forthcoming or they're going to say to heck with it, no, the show must go on. 1-877-DOLLAR.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats on Capitol Hill and the Trump administration have been at odds for weeks, stalling negotiations over a new COVID-19 relief package. But now, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says with President Trump and the First Lady testing positive for coronavirus.
This kind of changes the dynamic because here they see the reality of what we have been saying all along.
Pelosi telling MSNBC she remains optimistic that a deal can be done. Talks have been deadlocked for weeks, but there has already been a flurry of negotiating activity in recent days between Pelosi and Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin. The government jobs report shows job growth slowing in September. The economy added 661,000 jobs during the month. Analysts were expecting about 300,000 more than that. And this is USA Radio News. Republicans in the Senate have been accusing Democrats of religious discrimination, including towards the Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. But the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans are using such accusations to purposely avoid talking about big issues like health care.
My colleagues on the other side would rather talk about anything besides the fact that their president, their party, and their Supreme Court nominee poses a dire threat to Americans' health care.
At least one Democratic U.S. senator is willing to sit down with the Supreme Court nominee Barrett, West Virginia's Joe Manchin, becoming the first Democrat known to do so on Thursday despite the meeting. Manchin earlier pledged not to support confirming Barrett before November's election. Some Democrats have declined to meet with Barrett for the same reason, arguing the seat shouldn't be filled until after a winner is declared. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average dove more than 425 points before starting to, let me see where we are right now with the Dow Jones. It's starting to come back up a little bit now, I guess. It starts to rebound because Dow Jones futures were low. there was supposed to be huge drops because of the Donald Trump COVID diagnosis. And Apple dropped about 3%. Tesla skidded about 7%. Twilio? I don't know about that one. That soared. You know, it's kind of interesting. You see the techs like Apple, Microsoft fall, but I believe a lot of like the telemedicine companies, and I'm going to check on Amazon here for you guys too, because it's really interesting how companies who did really well in the coronavirus pandemic seem to do opposite when we have these falls in the market. And so tech fell, travel fell, so many industries fell, but telemedicine, which I had invested a little bit into, fortunately rose. Telemedicine rose. Amazon dropped about 2.3%. I told you guys, I bought one share of Amazon. One share. It took a lot to do. That Amazon share was like about $3,000. I bought one share. Why? Because Amazon Prime's coming up, and I just figured there'd be a little bit of a bump. So what I wanted to do is I bought that one share, and I don't think I have trade fees. So if Amazon Prime makes a bump up just a little bit, right, and I, like, make $50, then I'll sell it super quick, and I make $50. So that's kind of what I did. Yeah, my husband's like, what the hell are you doing? Now, that was a lot of money. That's really scary to have that much money in one stock. I like my penny stocks. I have Conversion Labs, and I bought a bunch of stock with that, and I like that. I've made some money on conversion stocks, so that's pretty good. But telemedicine is holding strong. Telemedicine didn't seem to drop. Didn't go up a lot today, but considering the bloodbath that be from today. And I told you guys in October we were going to see a bloodbath because we have companies that have the layoffs. The airlines, how many pink slips did they give? 30-some thousand? I think American Airlines, I think 38,000. I have to double-check the layoffs. But unfortunately, there's multiple companies who this month is laid off because they've lost the protection now of the payment Paycheck Protection Act. The paycheck, the PPP loan urged and actually mandated all employers keep their employees till September 30th. So many small companies who got some PPP money and wanted it to be written off and not a loan were just waiting for September 30th to come. So we're hearing multiple small company layoffs. They're not making the big news. What made the big news was Disney eliminating 28,000 employees because of the theme park shutdowns and new guidelines. United Airlines and American Airlines are collectively putting 32,000 on furlough. Allstate is going to cut about 4,000 jobs. Multiple others, I believe Ralph Lauren and a whole bunch of others have said, look, this is the month we're going to be making some changes, unless, of course, the stimulus package gets approved. Remember we had talked about when the SCOTUS nomination for Amy Coney Barrett came up. We weren't hearing anything about the stimulus bill, and we were afraid that the Democrats would hold it hostage. They had to step up, and so it sounds like they will hopefully move forward. I don't think it's going to be a $2.2 trillion package. They might accuse something being in the hundreds of billions of dollar range skinny, but hopefully something goes through. But here's the thing. If a company, if they, shall we say, infuse more money into the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Loan Program, there were thousands of or millions of companies that didn't get that money. They need to get that money first. So I don't know if the airlines, that's why within these stimulus packages are getting a separate possible infusion. I think they were talking about $25 billion going into the airlines, and I don't know what the final number is going to be. But I don't think the airlines are going to be able to apply for more PPP money, or, you know, many companies won't be able to apply for PPP money. So if they've already had it. So there has to be other stimulus money, which is why restaurants, some of you have kind of noticed that, there's packages for restaurants, the restaurant industry. Well, because if the restaurant industry was lucky enough to get the first PPP money, then they're still forced to be in, you know, half lockdown mode or half capacity and or outdoor seating or, you know, then it's unfortunately that's not going to work for some. So they have to realize that many people are not going to get get PPP money. Restaurant seating has started to open up. There was, I know Florida seemed to open up their indoor-outdoor, I believe Milwaukee, I think in Wisconsin, Massachusetts is loosening their restaurant seating restrictions as of today. Why? Because cold weather. So for those of us in the heat, and boy, did California have some real, real hot weather this year. You were stuck outside eating. It was miserable. I went to California a few times, right, to get out of Vegas because Vegas was super hot. California was just as hot. Wildfire smoke, and you had to sit outside. You couldn't sit inside. So as, you know, states are starting to loosen their lockdowns, I think they're kind of being pushed to it, not so much because of politics or economy, but because now the weather. So Massachusetts is starting to get colder. You can't force people to eat outside. But for some of these cities that have been opening up, we're seeing many people are still tending towards wanting to distance from other people. We spoke about this. We gained some real interesting habits the last 6 months. And habits are easy to break. We could ease up on the habits. Trust me. Once I get to go to a football game again or a Golden Knights game, I don't care how close I'm sitting next to you. But I gotta tell you, the first couple times, I might feel a little odd. Now, I'm a doctor, so I'm used to being near people. But I see this with others. They just naturally don't want to be around other people. And it's not even about COVID anymore. Now, I can't tell you how many times I shook somebody's hand. Their hand was sweaty. And it happens. People have hyperhidrosis. People get sweaty hands. But I couldn't really concentrate until I washed their sweat off my hand. You know? And we've kind of done away with handshaking now. Some of us like that. I mean, it's okay to admit it, you know, you're not saying you're right or left or whatever, but, you know, it's kind of nice to not be in a packed restaurant, to not be standing in line and have somebody grab your butt, to have to smell somebody's body odor. It's kind of nice having that distance. And I got to tell you, my jaw hasn't hurt in months because I haven't been chewing gum for breath. Now, if I eat lunch, I just put a mask on. And I don't have to worry about having a breath mint or gum or whatever because I have a mask. You start to get used to this. And so, you know, with the economy and all the changes that we're seeing, and, you know, I don't know what kind of a month this is going to be. Usually in the fall, we see some very weird changes with the stock market. This is kind of where, you know, we had Black Friday in the 80s. Was that 87? Many times people pull money out of the market because the kids are back at school, or, you know, they're gearing up for Christmas and the holidays or holiday travel. So money starts to leave the stock market. This is just kind of a time when that happens. But on top of everything else, if companies feel that their president could be in jeopardy, it shows you how companies like the president. President gets sick, numbers go down. What happened when Obama won the second term? I think stocks dropped, like, tanked that next day. I mean, after the election. It's interesting how business seems to kind of like the Republican presidents. So people are asking me, okay, you know, what can we give Donald Trump to make sure he's fine? Well, anybody. I want everybody having access to these medications. But probably if he is going to, God forbid, need something, they're probably going to do remdesivir or convalescent plasma, because those are still the only two FDA-approved treatments for COVID-19 serious symptoms. One correction I need to make is if Donald Trump and Melania have severe symptoms, their isolation will extend longer. But if they're feeling better and no fever and all that, they could leave their isolation in 10 days. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I've had animals most of my life, and I've really appreciated them to the fact that I think they're smarter than us. Now, I mean, you all know about Shaky Boo and Saji and Snowball and Snappy and Spider. I got five cats, and then I got the dog Uzi. And sometimes they do stupid. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Uzi got, you know, her head stuck in a... Apparently my husband buys like some seltzer things, and then I guess Uzi wanted to get into the box, and so she'll just walk around and hit her head because she's stuck in this box on her head. And you know, and you're like, okay, you know, animals are kind of dumb. And then I'm like, no, they're smarter than that. They're smarter than that, okay? You know, she probably realized that there might have been some tuna fish that might have gotten some sediments on the box, so she was trying to get into the box. She's finding other ways to eat. Dogs and cats, they're really, really wily. But I've always thought birds were just brilliant. Birds just, I mean, they know when I'm coming up on them. They know when to poop. They know how to aim their poop. We humans can't aim our poop. I mean, we kind of get in the toilet bowl, but that's why the toilet bowl's so big, because they know we're going to, like, not aim right. Birds just are some of the smartest animals out there. Unfortunately, they're smart in their own sort of world and environment. When we try to throw stuff into their environment, we can mess them up. And so throughout the spring, it didn't really make a lot of big headlines. You would hear of a bird getting caught in a mask or another bird getting caught in a mask. One bird died, and somebody checked it to Facebook to go, look, you know, these masks are killing our birds. Well, how is a mask on your face killing a bird? Well, what happens is, you know, birds are hungry. You know, and birds will land, you know, on, you know, certain trash cans or near plant areas or whatever and try to get some seeds. And if there's a mask there with a loop, you know, and let me pull one out to, and yeah, I got a clean mask. It's amazing. I got some clean masks around here. So when, you know, they run into something like this, or maybe two of them because people decide to throw them out and maybe they're interlaid, right? They might get their little foot attached and then they might fly off. And then it twists, and then it twists again. So apparently in one case, a bird was so tangled up in the mask that it actually got tangled within the tree. I mean, you know, for us, I'm not very good with tangling. You know, when I have something, I'm trying, and I twist it one way, and then I try to twist it the other, it looks like I'm making it worse, I just always make it worse. Well, you know, birds aren't dumb. They're trying to counterclockwise turn, clockwise turn, and unfortunately, they get themselves twisted up. And we have masks everywhere. You know, I did a staycation on the Las Vegas Strip, and I took pictures. I need to probably make a collage. I can't tell you how many masks, even fresh, clean-looking masks, just discarded on the sidewalk. Masks everywhere. Again, it makes you wonder what's going on with the environment. We really haven't heard from the environmentalists, or the environmentalists have been trying to speak, but nobody's been listening to them going, oh, it's COVID. We don't want to hear about the environment now. I mean, if I was an environmentalist, and I do love the environment, I'd be like, guys, can we lay off all the aerosol? Why do we have all this plastic and plexiglass? Right? We really have to idle in our cars for 15, 20 minutes. Why can't we go inside the building? All that stuff is really ruining the environment. So with these masks, what they recommend is so birds don't die, and we're around birds, okay, wherever we live, to maybe just kind of cut off the loops. They pretty much shouldn't hurt themselves with this unless they poke their foot into it or their beak, but cut off the loops, and then they also recommend to just rip it in half when you're done. Now, some of you are going to say, whoa, wait a second, Dr. Gallian, no. We were told that when you discard your mask, you take it off and you throw it out and you don't touch it. And now we were supposed to do this. Well, environment and COVID don't mix. You either want to be pro-environment or anti-COVID. And yeah, I don't want you touching the mask and all that, but I also don't want birds dying. So maybe go like this, ding. And then, I don't know, if you don't want to rip it in half, don't, but maybe kind of fold it. I don't know. I don't want you touching your mask either. But anyway, the environmentalists have made some suggestions on what to do with their masks so the birds don't get caught in them. Now, the beach is a whole other issue. So I was in Newport, and we like to hit the beach early morning because you have the whole beach to yourself. And in California, you have to wear a mask. And I'm like, really, got to wear a mask to the beach? Well, yeah, if you're walking around, you have to wear a mask. So, oh, man, I'm losing my feed. Sorry, guys. Hold on 1 second. I lost my feed. Got to get back on my feed. I do need to feed. I am hungry. But this is my Facebook Live feed. There we go. Hold on there. So we're going to the beach, and everybody's wearing their mask, and I didn't really have room to put I didn't really have a pocket, so I had my plastic mask on, and then I ran into somebody I knew, and then I took some pictures. So my mask was basically on my face or under my chin, and then I run into the water. Well, all of a sudden, I feel like, oh, wait a second, now the mask is going to float off into the water. So I try to throw it to my husband, you know, because I'm like, here, throw this away. Find a garbage and throw this away. And, of course, when I can't throw, okay, sorry. Now, I'm not speaking for all women. Women can throw. I can't throw. I could kick. I can't throw. So I throw it, and it falls right back into the water. So I get my butt out of the ocean, and I throw the mask onto the beach, and in the area where I think we're landed, we're you know, kind of camping out, and then I go back into the water. But I was thinking to myself, how many people would have taken that time to take off their wet mask that they forgot about or that they had stuffed in their bra, and to at least put it on the beach, and then once they get on the beach, take it and throw it out? Apparently not many, because oceanographers are seeing all our masks and our plastic gloves at the bottom of the ocean. Now, our masks and plastic gloves and vinyl gloves and latex gloves, biodegradable, the majority of them, no. There are some biodegradable, you know, things being made, but the polypropylene in our masks or gloves isn't. So now algae is getting caught up in these. Fish, it's bleeding, you know, sediments into the water that don't need to be. And I know we don't talk about the environment a lot because, you know, I live in Vegas and there's always wildfires around and dust and, you know, pollution and all that. And so, you know, people unfortunately go, okay, you know, you're creating some of that, you know. But, oh, and then the methane. And I produce and I expel my share of methane. So people don't think I practice what I preach. But I work for the EPA. I love the environment. I'm a huge environmentalist. I think the environment is. I mean, that's, if we don't protect our environment, we don't have an earth that's going to be safe enough for our great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren, you know. And so I'm very pro-environment. But, you know, we've been telling people this whole time, look, you know, go to plastic. Don't recycle. Nobody's recycling anymore. Why aren't they? Well, they might be recycling their Coke cans, but you're given a menu. It's a piece of paper. That menu gets thrown out because they aren't reusing things. Nobody's recycling things. Everybody's using paper. I'm seeing paper plates. I'm seeing plastic all over the place. And I thought we were trying to protect the environment. So, luckily some headlines are now coming out where they're saying, look, guys, we need to, you know, probably think about our wildlife because we're killing birds and, you know, maybe we should have a different way, different approach to everything we're doing in terms of our aerosols, in terms of our car idling, in terms of our plastic bags. But, you know, for now, everybody's still scared of COVID and we were thinking COVID would be gone by now. So my guess is the powers that be were like, look, just for a few months, we'll go all plastic and then we'll, you know, reverse back. I don't think so. Which is why we had spent a lot of time earlier this spring going, look, if you're a company reopening back up and you decided to buy in bulk all sorts of things for quote-unquote COVID, if you can, you might want to invest in some biodegradable kind of green sort of COVID-friendly sort of things, because what's going to happen is the environmentalists are going to come back and say, no, now we got to change it all. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.